Federal judge orders Minnesota law enforcement to stop assaulting, harassing journalists at protests. By Lana Shadwick on April 18, 2021. A federal judge issued an order stopping Minnesota law enforcement officials and their agents, employees, and representatives from harassing and physically assaulting journalists covering the Dante Wright protests. Journalists say police officers pepper sprayed and shot them with rubber bullets, and detained, and engaged in other acts impeding the press's ability to observe and report about protests and law enforcement's interaction with protesters. Quoting from federal court case law, the court noted that the First Amendment prohibits government officials from subjecting an individual to retaliatory actions. The court noted that a First Amendment retaliation claim is met where the plaintiff shows that 1. He or she was engaged in a protected activity. 2. The government official took adverse action that would chill a person of ordinary firmness from continuing in the activity. And 3. The adverse action was motivated at least in part by the exercise of the protected activity. USA Today reported that journalists covering the Minneapolis suburb protest were forced on their stomachs by law enforcement, rounded up, and were only released after having their face and press credentials photographed. The local CBS station, WCCO-TV in Minneapolis, reported that their crew and one of their journalists were on the ground as they were detained. Prominent Twin Cities journalist Reg Chapman and a co-crew were on the ground as they were detained by law enforcement tonight in Brooklyn Center, Reg just reporting, "We are all safe." Amazingly, Reg and the photog did a live shot from their prone position, wow, Reg and crew. pic.twitter.com/7aczx of JDD. Esme Murphy, at Esme Murphy, April 17, 2021. Four journalists from the Minneapolis Star Tribune were among the media corralled into an area where law enforcement officials took photos of their faces and media credentials. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., was reported to say it created a pretty Orwellian picture. Media has been ushered to a checkpoint where State Patrol is taking pictures of every journalist's credentials and face. pic.twitter.com/j90jqf6tzv. Liz Sawyer, at by Liz Sawyer, April 17, 2021. Liz Sawyer, a journalist for the Minneapolis newspaper, filmed the State Patrol processing her media colleagues. "Here's a photo of me filming members of State Patrol process my colleagues, including at Shai Jindu. Our credentials are huge." By at Ben Jovland, pic.twitter.com/hbw, Brooksia. Liz Sawyer, at by Liz Sawyer, April 17, 2021. Another journalist tweeted, "Many journalists had guns pointed at them and were harassed or arrested. This is a violation of our civil liberties," she added. In Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, journalists were forced to a gas station media checkpoint, where the State Patrol photographed their credentials and face. "Many journalists had guns pointed at them and were harassed or arrested. This is a violation of our civil liberties." pic.twitter.com/l.luxebra.jsf. Fiorella Isabel, at Fiorella_M, April 17, 2021. ACLUMN tweeted, "Last night, hours after the TRO took effect, the state defendants escalated the level of assault and harassment of journalists to an intolerable degree. Breaking, today, the ACLUMN went back to the judge over State Patrol's harassment and attacks against journalists. Last night, hours after the TRO took effect, the state defendants escalated the level of assault and harassment of journalists to an intolerable degree." ACLU of Minnesota, Attaclum, April 18, 2021. The Minnesota State Patrol, MSP, released a statement on Saturday. "Troopers checked and photographed journalists and their credentials and driver's licenses at the scene in order to expedite the identification process," USA Today reported. MSP admitted that some journalists were detained and released during enforcement actions after proving credentials. No journalists have been arrested. Journalist Alex Kent reported that Minnesota police pepper sprayed an international video correspondent covering the protests in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Source: set photo notaire keep hashtag AFP safe at Asperger de Gaz Pouavre par la police à Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Alors que nous nous et yo clairement identifies comme journaliste. At Robin_Legrand hashtag Dante Wright. Eleanor Sense, at Eleanor Sense, April 17, 2021. Earlier in the week, during protests, a journalist required medical treatment after police shot him in the hand with a rubber bullet. The bullet broke the video journalist's finger in two places. This video captures the moment I was hit by the projectile fired by an officer from the police station across the street, behind a concrete and chain-link barricade. I was holding my camera in front of my face next to fellow photojournalists at Mike Shum Films and at Benjoveland. pic.twitter.com/x5h014k2. Mark Van Cleve, at MD Van Cleve, April 17, 2021. A state news reporter for the Minneapolis Star-Tribune tweeted, "You hear the term rubber bullet and it sounds like something that might harmlessly bounce off you. Not so. My colleague at MD Van Cleve has a broken finger from one." Another colleague, at Andrew Mannix, had an extremely ugly bruise on his thigh almost the size of a dinner plate. John Reinen, at Strip Guy, April 18, 2021. Reinen later tweeted, "It's hard to imagine what an intimidating sight it is to see 50 troopers in a line. Dressed in black armor, with helmets and face shields, holding long wooded clubs. It's hard to imagine what an intimidating sight it is to see 50 troopers in a line. Dressed in black armor, with helmets and face shields, holding long wooden clubs." John Reinen, at Strip Guy, April 18, 2021. The Star Tribune reported that a black freelance photographer was in a vehicle with another journalist. Police officers surrounded them and used their wooden batons to beat on the vehicle's windows. The officers pulled the other journalist out of the car and then beat Joshua Rashad McFadden with their sticks, the news outlet stated. The Star Tribune wrote that McFadden said he told officers he was a journalist but that they did not believe him. "They're hitting me, they're hitting my camera as if they're trying to break my camera lens, over and over again, telling me to get out. But I clearly couldn't get out because now they're blocking the doors," the black photographer was reported to say. The officers released the media pair after the other journalist, who was white, told them McFadden was a journalist. Police detained McFadden again on Friday. "They're hitting me, they're hitting my camera as if they're trying to break my camera lens, telling me to get out, but I clearly couldn't get out because now they're blocking the doors," said McFadden, who is black. He told officers he was pressed but they didn't believe him. Ryan Faircloth, at Ryan Faircloth, April 18, 2021. A federal court judge issued a temporary restraining order against Department of Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington and Minnesota State Patrol Colonel Matthew Langer and their agents, employees, and representatives, state defendants. The order was directed at the DPS Commissioner Harrington and State Patrol Colonel Langer in their individual and official capacities. It enjoined the plaintiffs from arresting, threatening to arrest, or using physical force directed against any person who they know or reasonably should know is a journalist. The court expressly carved out an exception for officers who have probable cause to believe that such individual has committed a crime. The federal court order also forbids law enforcement from using chemical agents. They may only use chemical agents to stop a journalist who presents an imminent threat of violence or bodily harm to persons or damage to property. The order provides that journalists shall not be required to disperse following the issuance of an order to disperse, and such persons shall not be subject to arrest for not dispersing following the issuance of an order to disperse. Officials are also enjoined from seizing any photographic equipment, audio or video recording equipment, or press passes, and may not order a journalist to stop photographing, recording, or observing a protest, unless the state defendants are lawfully seizing that person consistent with this order. The ACLU of Minnesota, ACLU-MN, represented the plaintiffs in the motion for a temporary restraining order in the case styled Jared Goyette et al. v. City of Minneapolis et al. The plaintiffs include the Communications Workers of America, CWA, and six journalists and photojournalists. Jared Goyette is a freelance journalist based in Minneapolis. Lana Shadwick is a writer and legal analyst for Breitbart News. She is a trial lawyer who previously served as a prosecutor and family court associate judge in Texas. Federal court order protecting journalists.